This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. And we're back.
And we're back. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. And we're back. And we're back.
Like, this is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
If you say it slow enough, it sounds like Free Talk Live. We're a bunch of Chewbacca's.
Free Talk Live.
Actually, that's probably what we should have called Beard Talk Live.
Chewbacca.
Furry Talk Live.
Furry, oh no.
Beard Talk Live.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We'll build the suspense there.
Changing it up a little bit.
What is her name? Okay. Oh, it's Nikki. All right. Sweet. We've been talking about... Oh, it's hour number two kicking off here of tonight's program. We've been talking about, well, how much does the IRS and the FBI suck?
We love them.
Well, a
perfect
lot.
For hour number two.
Hour number
and
two,
hour
yes.
Number one.
Yes. Because they're pretty... crappy.
Sucky.
Yes. Crappy. Yeah. Crappy pappy. I don't know what else rhymes with crappy. Happy, crappy, sappy.
Not happy.
Nappy.
Nappy. Don't go there.
Tax collectors are... this is an article from Reason, by the way, that we've been trying to pay some attention to. Our ADD keeps kicking in. And
a lot
we'll
of callers,
too. Yeah, by the end of the show,
we like
probably
the
get to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we hope to get through it.
We'll dissect it.
Maybe we won't. And so before we go to the rest of the article, let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and this is why Bubba shot the jukebox. Y'all are thinking on 78, you're playing on 33 and a third.
And that's how space travel is possible today.
And we're back.
Bayless, whack his pee-pee. That's an honor of David in New Mexico over there.
Honor.
All right. Yeah, you remember that little ditty I gave you off air there, Captain?
We can't talk about that on air because I'm afraid you'll say the bad words.
I'm just saying I have never lost a BS competition with that one. If I pull that one out of my head, it's done.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are talking about, inbredness in the court, for lack of a better word. Here in Alpena County... The district attorneys, or maybe not the district attorneys, but some of the public pretenders and some of the other judicial hierarchy own the rehab facility that they make you go to when you get convicted in drug court.
Oh, that's convenient. Oh, so I sentence you to have to pay to go to the facility I own.
Yeah, well, you were talking about the judges and the lawyers sitting around over martinis and figuring out a way to coerce every dollar out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And it popped in my head. It's been going on here for years.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine when government does it, but, you know, when you do something like that, stand by there, pal. Armed men are coming to get you.
Yeah, they can sell your arse, but when you try to do it, it's prostitution.
Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. So continuing on the article here from Reason about how much the IRS and the FBI suck. Tax collectors are unpopular under the best of circumstances. Unpopular? Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, under the best circumstances. Yeah. What about the worst circumstances?
Well, we can't say that on air.
Given that they function as licensed muggers in service of a governing apparatus deeply resented by many of the people from whom they extract funds by force. No, that's the article doesn't say that, but I'm just adding. I'm, what do you call it, embellishing mm-hmm. on the author's words. In 2015, Bloomberg reported that IRS workers are miserable and overwhelmed. Well, you can't, like, there's never going to be such a thing as a happy IRS employee.
Well, I just want to know how they sleep at night.
Yeah. I mean,
we should try to fill out one of the applications for these new jobs.
Right.
Just kind of see what, you know, like my resume
would work. If you have a conscience, there's no such thing as a happy IRS employee. However, if there is a happy IRS employee, you can probably bet that they have no conscience.
Yep. I mean, they're literally stealing food out of children's mouths. They're taking money from people that they could use to feed their children and send them to college and, you know, have a house and heat and, you know, all of these things that are necessities.
The article noted that Americans are sour on the revenue service because, well, they're getting serviced, if you know what I'm saying. And that even agents' families and friends view what they do with horror. Well, good. Good. I hope your family and your friends all unfriend you. Like, right. In the real way, not the Facebook way.
Yeah. You can't come over to our party tonight because you work for the IRS.
The service's standing has been further worsened by revelations that its agents are political players. The IRS has long been disliked, but its employees aren't used to being vilified. Bloomberg's Devin Leonard and Richard Rubin added, in May 2013, the agency disclosed that it had been given extra scrutiny to Tea Party groups that were seeking nonprofit status. To Democrats, the decision to group together the Tea Party applicants and other politically oriented groups was merely a misguided attempt to find a consistent rule after years of muddled policy. To Republicans, the IRS's hard look at the Tea Party groups proved the service has a political bias. This is the government agency Americans see getting handed an additional $80 billion, even as it advertises to hire folks who are eager to carry a firearm and, quote, willing to use deadly force, unquote. That does not go down well with everybody. We've talked about
that. Wait a second. They're going to give them $80 billion to find more money? Why don't they just print more money and give it to them?
Or just take that $80 billion and apply it to, like, the money that they're trying to get.
Right. Or no, just keep printing and give them $100 billion.
And then you don't
have to go hunting for the tax money. It's just there.
I've talked about this on numerous occasions. The federal income tax, when it's all collected, even in, like, I think last year or the year before was like a record year. They collected the most.
$4 trillion or something.
Yeah, they collected the most income tax ever of all time. And that amount of money doesn't even scratch the surface of paying the interest on the national debt.
Right. So print more money.
Like, so that would do what's it. The point of having an income tax if it's not even scratching the surface of the interest payment on the national debt?
Well, that's why they're trying to raise taxes and tax everything else.
Well, I mean, certainly they're not trying to pay off the national debt.
No, it's control. It's control.
Yeah.
Is really worth.
If they were trying to pay off the national debt, well, it wouldn't be where it is. And you can go to, I think it's debtclock.org or nationaldebtclock.org.
It's impossible, mathematically impossible to pay it back.
Yeah. So if all that is true, why must they continue to extort people?
Because they want us to not have money more than they want money. Because it goes back to power.
Yeah, they want you to be afraid.
It's control. Yeah.
When you hear the words the IRS, they want you to go, you know, when you get a letter from the IRS, do you feel your heart jump a little bit?
No, nope, I ain't scared.
Good.
You just have to start a fire.
That's right. Yeah, it's good for that. Just don't roll your doobie in it.
Bottom of the birdcage.
Bottom of the birdcage, yeah, definitely. The dog pile. Yeah, it's all good places for letters from the IRS. Internal and external reports have found lapses throughout the agency, and longtime observers looking past the partisan haze see a troubling picture. Something really is wrong with the FBI, Times Eric Lichtblau. That just is a poor name. Reported in 2018.
It's the poor name.
Lichtblau. Licked what? Licked boot? What?
Yeah, right.
The FBI's crisis of credibility appears to have seeped into the jury room. The number of convictions in FBI-led investigations has declined in each of the last 5 years. So even the state itself is beginning to recognize that the FBI is full of crap. 603-283-6160. Do you have a story about how much the FBI sucks?
Yes.
How about the IRS? Do you have a story about that? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I was trying to get my metal voice there, but I couldn't do that.
we're back.
That's the Cookie Monster.
And we're back. Cookie Monster. Well, and we're back. We're back.
That actually sounds like, do you guys remember Inspector Gadget?
Yes.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
I think Dr. Claw or something was that guy's name. Mr. Claw. I don't remember.
Mr. Claw.
Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night edition. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join the conversation, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Do we dare?
Sure.
Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
The wild card line.
Hello, unscreened caller.
The wild card line? Oh, I'm the regular. I'm the always one that calls you.
It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. You're live on the radio. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I just want to say that out of all of our speeding tickets, only the 4,000 are the worst. Like, the ones that do, like, 120 miles per hour.
Wait. How many speeding tickets do you have, Sarah? What are you, a Leadfoot?
Well, you know, I think we gave up. I think they got about 3,000 to 5,000 or something. It's a large number.
You have 3,000 to 5,000 speeding tickets?
I mean, Albuquerque cameras have caught about thousands.
I was talking about you personally.
So, these are just from the cameras?
On the cameras, but they're only the worst ones out of them all are going to get the tickets. They get picked out, like, if they're doing, like, 110 miles per hour. So
I do that all the time.
They're the only one that's going to get a ticket. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's not fair?
I think that it's a revenue generation scam, is what I think.
Road pirates.
Yeah. Automating fines for something that might happen is definitely wrong. In my book, it's a violation of the non-aggression principle. It's a violation of ethics, and it is a revenue generation scam. It is designed. So here's the thing. In order for a crime to occur, according to most cultures and things like, maritime law, for example, a person or property needs to be harmed. If there's no person or property being harmed in the transaction, then there is no crime. So having these cameras at these traffic light locations that have radar detectors on them and take a picture of you and your car and your license plate that you're forced to have in order to drive on the roads, and you're forced to pay for it as well, is nothing but a violation of humanity, in my opinion.
Okay, what about flipping over that drag racer that flipped over that school bus, and then, like, three kids got all of their bones broken and got put in the hospital because they were doing 100 miles per hour?
Well, now you have somebody that where you have a case where there's some property and some people being harmed, right? So that could be a legitimate crime.
Okay, that is a crime. So then what's the point of giving them a $100 speeding ticket after, like, 10 kids got all hurt, banged up, and 3 of them got their bones broken?
Well, it needs to be a different action after that. Yeah. But I do think people will just continue to either fight or pay their speeding tickets. So people that want to go 120 miles an hour on the freeway are going to keep doing that no matter what. They don't care about speeding tickets. You know, I know so many people that drive without a driver's license after it's been taken away for drag racing, you know. So people are going to do whatever it is they want to do. And I don't think they should be punished for speeding until there is a victim, because if there's no victim, there's no crime.
Sarah?
Yeah, there's plenty of people that got, so what good is it after they speed them and kill them and T-bone them so they're dead and then now they get a ticket? So is that, my perspective is better to be proactive and preventative, because there has been plenty of people that have been killed and hurt majorly caused by speeding. So after it's all done and after they caught the crime, it's too late. They're in a coma. One dies. One's crippled.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't punish people for a crime that has yet to be committed. Does that make sense? You're punishing people for something that they might do, not something that they have done. And the idea of justice is that if you do harm another person or their property, the idea of justice is to make them whole again, to, you know, make amends for causing the harm. That's the idea of justice, not this, like, pre-crime where we're going to punish you before you do something. That's a horrible idea, Sarah, and thank you for the call.
You might be speeding, so we're going to give you a ticket in advance.
Yeah, pre-crime. Like, pre-crime, oh, are you thinking about speeding? Oh, there's a ticket.
Don't think about speeding.
Sarah's thinking about speeding. Oh, here's a ticket. Shows up in her mail. Right. The thought police coming for you.
Right, save the gasoline money and don't even drive, and we'll give you the ticket.
Yeah.
So you save money.
Sarah doesn't drive anyway, but you get the idea.
Right.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about how much does the IRS and the FBI suck?
A lot. I mean, the answer is a lot.
Way more than your mom. The proverbial your mom, anyway. You know?
Or your mom. That's right.
Quote, your mom, unquote.
Not my mom.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks their mom's a saint, but, you know. Go look through the family photo album once and, you
know. You're here.
Like, make your decision.
Yeah, I'm here. Right? It's something.
Oh, man. Unsurprisingly, public support. This is from the article from Reason again. Unsurprisingly, public support for both the IRS and FBI have taken a hit.
Oh, wow, man. They've taken a hit.
While it's difficult to separate disappearing faith in those two agencies from erosion in the government's overall standing, a Gallup poll found approval of both the FBI and the IRS is plunging by 13 points
from where?
Between 2019 and 2021. Like almost everything else these days, there's a partisan cast to those numbers. In this polarized environment, while Americans are divided about the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago, 76.5% of Republicans see Trump's political enemies behind the search, according to the Trafalgar Group, while 70.5% of Democrats attribute the raid to the impartial justice system.
It's just so stupid. Well, because
both sides of this are dumb. You're idiots. You're I'm sorry. I don't. Holy cow!
Get out of the cult.
Can you just stop worshiping the idol of your choice here and think for yourselves a little bit and turn off the CNN and the Fox News and make an independent decision?
And that's what pisses me off, because the FBI and the IRS are terrorizing normal people like you and me every single day, but Republicans don't care until it happens to Donald Trump,
right,
because he's their God, their Jesus, their Messiah.
Republicans didn't care when the Free Talk Live studios got raided, but they sure cared when Trump's home got raided for whatever reason.
Yeah, the blue.
Yeah, they don't care about freedom of speech, but oh boy, if our dear leader gets raided by the FBI, why, we must shout at the rooftops with the top of our lungs.
Bootlickers.
FBI bad.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News. A group of friends from North Dakota on a trip together to Arizona, dining outdoors when one of them passed out, overtaken by the heat. They called Lyft and were picked up right away and whizzed quickly by a speedy driver to the hospital where everything turned out just fine. That's a nice enough story, but made great by an element the friends discovered later. The driver was a random young man who just happened to be driving a red Toyota like the one Lyft said was on the way. One of the women, Kelly Gable, said the driver seemed a little surprised, but listened when the friends barked orders at him and then threw $40 on the seat as they quickly left the vehicle.
I just was like, thank you so much. I hope this is enough. And we just got out because our friend was getting sick again. And I was like, okay, we have to get into the ER.
Plans are being made to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Nice to see you back.
Thank you. Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh, boy.
Nikki's back. And tell a friend.
Nikki's back, and there's going to be trouble. Yeah, well, we're all back. Not just Nikki. And this is Free Talk Live. And we are a radio program, live call-in radio program that we take calls and put them on the air.
On the radio.
Whoa, 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 on the radio. Anyway.
Not a Donna Summer.
Not a Mexican whoa, whoa radio, but just Donna a radio. Summer radio. Yeah. So anyway, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us in the studio. It is myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about how much the FBI and the IRS suck. Like, I feel like I could talk about this for the entire show.
I think we might.
It's a 12-page article.
Is it really?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
We need to be but like I time. Said, it can be summed up in one sentence.
The headline.
Yeah.
Which was... The tax collectors and federal cops have always been rotten to the core. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good summary.
Yeah. What does the FBI and a vacuum cleaner have in common?
The FBI sucks more.
Wait, it's something about Hoover.
Eureka! Kirby!
J. Edgar Hoover and a Hoover.
Bissell!
Yeah,
just naming vacuum cleaner brands. Right? The FBI sucks more than all of them combined.
And they have more revenue.
Yeah, they certainly do. Before we continue bashing the IRS and the FBI, let's go to Jill, calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't think you have a right to put other people in danger. If you go out on the street and you start shooting randomly in a circle with a gun, I think you should be stopped. If you drive drunk and you manage not to hit anybody, I still think you should be punished for driving drunk. Maybe
Why?
Not as much as if you'd actually hit somebody.
So here's my problem with that, Jill. It's already illegal to, you know, crash into somebody with your car. It's already illegal to, insert crime that might be committed here. Now, it's entirely possible that there are people who can drink a couple of beers, 2-3 beers, maybe have a shot, and be perfectly fine driving.
They probably drive better than some people do sober.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen sober people drive? Oh, my gosh. There are some, like,
seriously bad. Well, when you're driving with your phone... That's another thing. Yeah. At least when you're driving when you're drunk, you're trying to drive.
So
I guess driving with your phone, you don't even care.
I guess my point is that the outcome of doing things, as you say, Jill, like, you know, randomly shooting at people, that's already illegal. Getting into some sort of an accident or causing an accident, ending somebody's life while you're drunk behind the wheel, already illegal without having any drunk driving laws. Right? That's kind of my point. Like, these laws are really punishing people before they've actually committed a crime, and it's generating revenue for the state unnecessarily. It's affecting people unnecessarily.
I don't think you should be allowed to put people in danger. If you actually hit somebody, the punishment should be worse.
Hang on, Jill. So, first of all, allowed is a horrible word to use. Because who decides who's allowed to do anything? You? Are you going to decide who's allowed to do anything? Because the world is dangerous. The world is dangerous, right? There's danger around you all the time. Just walking outside is dangerous. Something could fall out of the sky, hit you in the head, right? Crossing the street is dangerous. Breathing the air is dangerous. Interacting with other human beings is dangerous, right? So this bit about being allowed, that's a poor concept.
And, I mean, you're technically putting people in danger just by getting behind the wheel, period.
Yeah.
Because cars can be dangerous, so it's where do we draw the line here?
Yeah, but somebody voluntarily goes on the street, somebody voluntarily gets in another car, but somebody who's just walking along the street, he didn't necessarily volunteer to have somebody hit him.
Well, but he voluntarily went for a walk on the street knowing that there's cars around.
Stay in the backyard.
I agree that it's obviously awful to kill someone, even if it's on accident, and you shouldn't be doing things.
Agreed.
So if I get hammered and I know that I am in no condition to operate a vehicle and I still do it, if I hurt somebody, I should be held accountable, and I shouldn't have done that in the first place. But if someone has, you know, like, 5 beers for me and 5 beers for the captain might be 2 different things, right? So, like, he might be able to handle his alcohol better than I can. So why would we be held to the same standard if, you know, I know people who can still be under the legal limit and still not be able to drive. So when we just hold everybody to the same exact standard, it doesn't work out.
Well, maybe there's some truth in that. It depends on how drunk you are, how much there are. Somebody wanted to make a certain level of alcohol automatically drunk driving, and I voted against that referendum.
There you go. Now we're talking, Jill. Hey, thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. These one-size-fits-all laws that do nothing but generate revenue for the state are an abomination. They're the opposite of freedom.
Well, and cops can do these things and get away with it. You know, I've had cops from my hometown that were drinking and driving, and they get off. You know, they could probably kill someone and get off. They speed all the time. I've seen so many cops going 90-plus miles an hour, but I get pulled over for going 80 miles an hour, not swerving or anything, not endangering anybody, just because I'm going 10, 15 miles over the speed limit.
Here's something you rarely see. Cops arresting other cops. when the other cops do something.
Does that happen?
That's illegal.
You know what else you don't see? Cops following the law.
You don't know, driving the speed limit.
You know, you do see, though, is a cop pulls over another cop who may have had a little too much to drink or whatever, and they flash the badge and they go, oh, you're free to go.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's a big club and you ain't in it.
Yep.
603-283-6160. Talking more about how much the IRS and the FBI sucks, the recent empowerment of the IRS breeds more nonpartisan reaction with 42. We already covered that, sorry. Let's jump to the next section. IRS efforts resulted in these low-income wage earners with less than $25,000 in total gross receipts being audited at a rate 5 times higher than for everyone else.
What are you going to get out of these people?
So
they owe $20 to the IRS, and you're going to spend $1,000 to try to get $5 out of them?
Somebody who earns $25,000 a year or less.
Right, like, but I mean, what are their taxes? I don't even look
for. And those people need money more than the government does. And the services that the government is going to give them isn't making up for the amount of money that has been being stolen from them.
You have to place a lot of faith in assurances from widely distrusted federal employees to think tax collectors will stop going after people who have limited resources with which to defend themselves. And it's true. The poor are disproportionately targeted by governments across the board, not just by the IRS and the FBI, but certainly by the IRS and the FBI, because they cannot defend themselves. They often just go, well, I guess I'll have to pay the thing, or I'll go to jail, or whatever.
Easy target.
Yeah. Whereas people with resources and connections and intellect, will defend themselves. So,
but they make more than $25,000 a year, too.
Well. While the headlines about the FBI and the IRS are eye-grabbing, the related erosion in support is long overdue. I agree. Both government agencies have histories of abuse, corruption, and high-handed conduct. They also have track records of political weaponization, not against one party alone, but on behalf of whoever is in power against critics and opponents. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here at Free Talk Live. Still to come, we'll talk about why the Snickers candy bar had to apologize to China. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We're the live radio call-in program where you call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio,
203.
Wow.
Jeez.
603.
You're 100 miles north of that.
I was doing so well up until that point, too.
603-283-6160.
The number again, Steve?
603-283-6160. That's the domestic terrorist hotline.
It is the domestic terrorist.
Oh.
It's also the feral terrorist hotline, if you can figure out how to dial the phone.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, press 2.
To change the topic, press 1 now. All right, topic change.
Cats, please.
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Before we go on, I must tell you that here at Free Talk Live, we think podcasting, our full radio show, you know, all 3 hours or 2 hours after the commercials are cut out or whatever, has been holding us back a bit. Most podcasts aren't 2 hours long per show, and the constant resetting we do for radio might be turning off some podcast listeners. Riley's Daily Digests have been going for years, and I really enjoy them. So we're going to lengthen them just a little bit and make them our official podcast starting September 1st. And Riley's doing a great job. Doing a great job, he really is. If you subscribe to the Daily Digest or full episode RSS feeds, please resubscribe to the main Free Talk Live podcast feed, which you can find at feeds.freetalklive.com. The other feeds rely on a third-party service, and though they will continue, we can't be sure how long they'll stay online. If you still want the entire radio show, you, of course, can listen every night live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern over at freetalklive.com. Full video archives are at video.freetalklive.com, or you can tune in to our 24/7 stream for the latest show at listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live amplifiers, who are part of the AMPS program, will continue to receive the full radio show with no commercials via podcast through Patreon. So please join amps.freetalklive.com for just $5 a month. You can donate more if you like, but amps.freetalklive.com. There's some little benefits you get if you become an amplifier and help us spread the message of liberty and prosperity and freedom and peace. So, again, amps.freetalklive.com. Some changes.
Well, that's cool, huh?
What's the Ozzy song or a Sabbath song?
Yeah.
I'm going through changes.
Sad Sabbath. It's going to be okay, Ozzy. He doesn't even remember that song anymore.
It was my podcast.
Probably got a
I loved it so, but it's too late now. It's a condensed show. All right.
On the fly.
Parodies are my thing, sadly. Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse.
Your brain just, like, does that constantly?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's... like, when I was in a band writing, like, original heavy metal songs, like, during rehearsal, you know, and you just end up making up parody lyrics to your own stuff, too.
And everyone's like, come on, Captain, get it together, reel it in.
That's a funny song.
We can't have funny songs.
We're serious metal people.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be scary and intense.
Come on, bring on the Cookie Monster voice, huh?
Cookie.
And we're back.
We were talking about how much the FBI and the IRS suck, and I think we've sort of, you know, talked that one into the ground. We're going to move on to something that we mentioned we'd be talking about
tonight.
You're
going to be here for a long time.
Yeah. it's old news anyways.
Not going anywhere for a while?
Yeah.
Are you hangry? I'm making fun of the candy bar known as Snickers, of course.
You know, you and you're hungry.
Snickerdoodle.
Doesn't Snickers do the commercial where, like, you know, the person's all like an animal or whatever?
Yeah.
And they're like, here. And then, like, they turn into a regular person.
Ah, thanks. Yeah. Much better.
All right. Well, apparently the candy bar Snickers had to apologize to China.
Wait, the candy bar?
Not the candy bar. The makers of Snickers. Yeah, the candy bar itself was like,
I'm sorry,
China. What did they do, an airdrop of you know, all of China gets...
Yeah, you didn't know Snickers, the candy bar, can speak? You didn't have... Dude, you know, you've never really tripped until you've tripped on stomach acid. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, wow.
It's a bile joke.
No.
This from the New York Post. Snickers maker apologizes to China for suggesting that Taiwan... is a country.
They suggested? What do you mean suggested? Well, we suggest that they're a country, but...
Isn't it?
This first phrase is funny, too. The U.S.-based candy giant. That makes it sound like there's a giant that's like, made up of candy.
Paul Bunyan with a Snickers.
He's wearing a suit made out of, like, all the different candy bars that exist. The U.S.-based candy giant that makes Snickers apologized to China on Friday... for suggesting in an advertisement that Taiwan is a country.
Isn't it, though? Like, am I confused?
Yeah.
I am confused, but am I confused about this?
Stay tuned. The article continues. Mars Wrigley, that's not a person, that's the candy giant.
That's the candy giant's name.
Candy giant named Mars. I just had this Mars picture of like a Godzilla type creature that's just made up of like Skittles and Snickers and baby
corn
Ruth.
Syrup.
And, yeah, he's got like candy corns for eyes or something, and he's stomping all over Taiwan or China or whatever.
Mars Wrigley.
Mars Wrigley had just launched.
Sounds like a person's name.
Sounds like a pop star.
Yeah,
you know?
Mars Wrigley.
And at the Super Bowl halftime show, it's Mars Wrigley.
Or Bruno Mars Wrigley.
Bruno Mars. That's the old before and after from Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Bruno Mars, Mars Wrigley, before and after.
Yeah. I thought Babe Ruth Buzzy was a good one.
Oh, yeah, that one's good, too. Yeah. Anyway, Mars Wrigley had just launched a limited edition Snickers bar in the country. I assume they mean Taiwan. And or China, I'm not sure. And advised
that... they just called it the country. This is confusing, Captain.
Yes. Mars Wrigley had just launched a limited edition Snickers bar in the country and advised that the chocolate bar was only available in the countries of South Korea, Malaysia, and Taiwan, according to a Reuters report. The statement went viral on Chinese social media platforms, including Weibo. Mars Wrigley then published an apology and said it had revised the language in its ad, according to the report. The controversy comes on the heels of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the tiny island this week. I guess it was last week. And China's visceral reaction to the visit, including sanctioning the speaker and selling off military exercises. Okay.
Wow. Speaking of tripping on stomach acid, huh?
That's the whole article, really. Like,
that's it.
So what does Nancy Pelosi have to do with Snickers?
Well, yeah, you know.
Is that a rhetorical question?
I mean, I can tell you how Snickers is better than Nancy Pelosi. Snickers really satisfies. Nancy Pelosi?
Not satisfied.
You didn't even come close.
I don't know. Did you see that bathing suit picture?
Snickers wears a bathing suit?
I mean, Nancy Pelosi.
No.
I'll send it to you later.
No, thanks. No, don't.
That was Photoshop.
Please.
But it was a good Photoshop.
What have I done to you to deserve this kind of cruelty? Who wants to see Nancy Pelosi in a bikini?
No, it wasn't a bikini, but you saw enough.
I don't want to see this. Why do I want to horrify myself? I mean, she's already homely, right?
That's not what the, you know, that's not what the dudes are saying.
It's a meme. It's not real.
There's no accounting for taste, I guess. So, yeah, apparently, China doesn't think Taiwan is a country.
I'm not surprised about that.
And so when Snickers was like, hey, it's only available in these countries, blah, 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 and Taiwan, China went, oh, you said what?
China
stop importing Snicker bars to China. I mean, that's could be a huge market, I think.
You know what else? You know how we were talking about how the FBI and the IRS sucks?
Yep.
China also sucks.
Their government does, for sure.
People are fine, yeah. But...
And that is a thing that we should probably spend a minute on, right? There's a lot of sentiments in the United States where, from time to time, they hate on a specific country.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a lot of, like, hate
now it's Russia.
Yeah. Or it's been China in the past, or it's been Iraq, or it's been Vietnam, or it's been, you know, probably somebody we're bombing.
Germany.
Right?
Yeah.
Germany.
Well,
right?
They have to justify it, right? Well, these are bad people, so we have to kill them.
No, they're not. The governments are bad. It's always the governments that are bad. And, like, the people, I don't do some traveling, you know, even within the United States, meet people who are not from here and go, oh, those guys are just people like right. You and me. And they're just trying to feed their families and get along and, you know, make some money and have a life and, you know, do things that they're passionate about and that kind of a thing. And that's how all people are. It's the governments that create the hate each and every time throughout all of history. It's the governments that are bad. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about a cop that shot a perpetrator and six bystanders.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.